The following segment is from the Palpably Unfair podcast on the SB Nation NFL show, where we're discussing your favorite team. Subscribe to the SB Nation NFL show to make sure you don't miss conversations like this one.
Welcome, as always. So we are going to talk about free agency because the last week the NFL signed a billion players, and me and Kate are going to talk about some of the teams that improved the most and some of the teams that did not. And we are looking at you, Raiders. We will get to you later, but let's start off with the good. So Kate, we're going to go countdown style. Who is your first team, and maybe I should phrase this better, your fifth team, because we're in countdown from 5 to 1, that improved?
I'm actually going to switch this up. So I'm going to switch up our show notes a little bit. I'm going to go with the Los Angeles Chargers. I am super pumped for what they've done with their offensive line. You've got yourself a franchise quarterback. I think we saw that very clearly last season. Even though the record didn't necessarily play out, I think Justin Herbert definitely outplayed his record last season. He looked phenomenal. To get him two solid pieces on the offensive line, I think is just such a strong move, such a strong statement. Because overall, man, I feel like the last game of the season, the Super Bowl, just left a very big impression upon all of us and just how important offensive line can be for your quarterback. But, I mean, they've got they added Corey Linsley, Matt Feeler. They did lose Mike Pouncey to retirement officially. He wasn't there with them last season. But I just think having those key pieces, Corey Linsley, he's one of my favorite pieces in offense in general over the free agency period, formerly with the Packers. I think he's going to have an opportunity to make a really solid impact on just the development of their rookie quarterback. Because I think, man, I'm so excited for what he showed us last season. And I think the sky's going to be the limit for this kid if they can keep him healthy and protected.
Yeah, I think Herbert, the peace of mind with Corey Linsley is the big part here. So he doesn't have to worry about running for his life. I mean, we saw a little bit, you know, Herbert do that last year, and he had to do that some in Oregon. So only having to focus on throwing to Keenan Allen and not dropping back 15 yards, scrambling for your life, makes a big difference. So
you can hear the rest of this conversation by subscribing to the SB Nation NFL show wherever you get your podcasts.